Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
39 years now for A Christmas Carol at the Goodman Theater, and we have in studio with us Bob Cratchit and Mrs. Cratchit. Rob Raines and Sadia Rafai. Do I have that correct?
You Sadia? Said it perfectly.
You did not say my name correctly. It's right. Ron E. Raines. R-O-N.
Darn it, I forgot the middle right. initial. That's darn it. Right.
No, you called me Rob.
Did I say Rob?
You did.
It says Rob. Oh, you know
that's
what?
All right, Mr. Scrooge.
I'm looking at Bob Cratchit. I'm looking at Bob Cratchit. It's actually Ron E. Raines.
That's right.
Okay. All right, we're not going to talk to you anymore during the interview. you know you never correct the host?
It's very early.
It's a random rule. Also, joining us this morning and sounding beautiful, just rehearsing the song they're going to sing for us, Malcolm Rule and Madeline Rule. Welcome, you guys. Nice to have you here with us.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Have you as well. So what's it like? Also joining us is Andrew Coyle, the musician. He's going to be playing the guitar. I was going to introduce him. Settle down, Ron. So what's it like working with Ron? I'm just guessing it must be
I'm having a great time despite working with Ron Raines.
You
are. Rob
Here
Raines.
We go. Welcome to Inside the Actor's Studio.
No.
I know it must be difficult.
Have you been acting? I haven't noticed yet.
So all this love that you get from the Cratchits in the show,
yeah,
obviously a huge lie, clearly a huge lie. It's got to be fun, I'm thinking, to be part of its 39th year for the Goodman, doing this classic play, playing these classic characters. It has to be pretty amazing for you to step into
this. It's been really fun. It was a little intimidating to know that, you know, Ron has played it for, 10 years?
Mm-hmm. This is my 10th year.
And he's had, 4 Mrs. Cratchits?
I think so.
Cratchits? Yes. So it's a little intimidating to know that you're stepping into some shoes of people, you know, actors who have played this for many years. But I'm having a great time.
So, Ron, how do you keep it fresh after all these years? How do you keep yourself, you know, creatively involved in this?
Well, just being in the moment. I mean, I start at the beginning and I don't skip ahead. You know, I just make sure that I'm focused on what's happening right at the very moment. So I love the show. I've before I started doing Christmas Carol, I really could not stand Christmas. I really hated it. But, you know, the whole process has turned it around for me, and it's my favorite time of year.
How do you think that happened? I mean, what was it about the show that changed that?
It's a great message. I mean, Dickens is an amazing writer, and he has a great message for us that's, you know, just as important now as when it was written. So, you know, I hope that people come to see it and take that message to heart.
You know, one of the things that I like, I've seen, I can't even tell you how many Christmas carols I've seen and reviewed through the years, lots of them. But what I look forward to every year with the Goodmans, it really is a little bit different every year. They really do find a way to reinvent basically the same story over and over again, but they find some new creative way of telling the story or some new creative way of staging it that you've never seen before. And I love that it is such a diverse cast that when you go to see this show, you see everybody will see themselves one way or the other on the stage and included in part of this big family.
Absolutely. I grew up a Muslim and didn't celebrate Christmas, really. We had a tree sometimes just for fun, but it's really nice to be a part of such a diverse cast. And like you said, that people can come and see themselves represented on stage. And it's not, what's the word I'm looking for, Ron? I'm
going
to look at you because we're so connected as husband and wife.
Finish each other's sentences.
We finish.
Except for right now.
I'm sorry, dear. I spaced out for a second. You were saying something?
like true husband and wife.
Right?
The husband's not paying one bit of attention to what you're saying.
He's amazing.
You know, the Goodman for many, many years, I think from its inception, has had a real commitment to diversity. And this year is no exception with our cast. I think it was sometime in the mid-70s we had, was it mid-70s? I don't know when it, late 70s is when we started Christmas Carol. And I think from the very beginning it was very diverse. And this year's by no means any exception.
It's always been amazing. I mean, it was always the one show that you want to see, because even before I was in this business, even before I was reviewing plays and movies and, you know, in my job, mm-hmm. I would come as a civilian, as a Chicagoan. I would just, you go to the Goodman and you go downtown and you see the windows at Marshall Fields back in the day. You go to the Goodman, the old Goodman Theater, and you see A Christmas Carol. I mean, these are just certain quintessential Chicago holiday traditions that you come down and enjoy. So that's also, to me, why it's so special. It just, you know, brings back the memories. It's like putting up a Christmas tree. It's like putting up, you know, your whatever your holiday tradition is. It's become a part of Chicago holiday tradition. The new tradition, I was going to say, like maybe 5 years from now, is the actor who plays Ebenezer Scrooge not coming on the show. It's he's become... I don't know what happened. Larry Yando is his name, right? I've forgotten, because it's been such a long time since I've talked to him. He just refuses to come on the show now. I don't know what the deal is. He's become like the Howard Hughes of the Goodman Theater.
He grows
his nails out, like the persona that you see of Ebenezer Scrooge. That's really him.
Well,
right. He sits in his dressing room in the dark. He's very busy.
He's very busy. He has a sick cat.
Yes,
it's true.
Poor cat must be dead by now, because it's been quite a few years that he's boycotting. So, Larry, if you're listening, and I know you're not. I thought Larry was just walking in the room. I thought this was going to be like Bob Hope on The Tonight Show. The door just opened. I thought Larry was going to walk in.
No, that's not Larry.
Heck with him. He's missing out on all the fun. We've got some beautiful performance that we're going to have for you from the show as well when we come back from the break. It's 10:48 with us this morning. Some of the cast from A Christmas Carol that is at the Goodman Theater. 10:50. Dean Richards Sunday Morning on WGN and our Week in Theater segment. Our guests this morning, some of the cast of A Christmas Carol that is currently running at the Goodman Theater. It's playing at their Albert Theater through December the 31st. You can get your tickets at goodmantheater.org or through their box office or by calling 312-443-3800. Joining us this morning is Sadia Rafi.
Ooh, he said it better the first time. Sadia Rafi.
Sadia Rafi.
He's so close, though.
And the very famous Ron E. Raines, Bob Cratchit, and Mrs. Cratchit. What is Mrs. Cratchit's first name?
Beverly.
I always thought it was Sniffins. Sniff and scratch it.
That's just wrong a little bit, I think. Are you allowed to say that? Also joining us in studio is Madeline Rule and Malcolm Rule. And guys, tell us a little bit about what your participation in the show.
Well, we're musicians in the show, along with Andrew Coyle and Justin Amalsh. And we populate the street scenes with street music. We play for the Fezziwig scene. And the song that we're going to sing this morning is actually from Frida's party scene, Scrooge's niece. And so there's lots of music in the show, most of it written by Andrew Hansen, who's the composer for the show.
Okay. All right. So we'll hear that in a second. And what is the scene that the Cratchits will be doing for us this morning?
So this is the scene. It occurs in the present. Yes. In the, you know, when the scene that is ruled by the ghost of Christmas present, I mean. And the Cratchit family is about to sit down and have their Christmas dinner.
Guys, take it away.
Family, there is nothing of high mark about us. We are not handsome or well-dressed, and our shoes are far from being waterproof. But I am grateful and contented with the time, and pleased to be with my dear... my dear, where are the silver candlesticks, eh?
Robert, we came up a bit short this month.
Ah, I see. Well, never mind, it's no matter. Candlesticks deserve a holiday too, and if they want to spend it at the pawnbroker's, well, all the best to them, eh? We'll see them again in the new year.
No, there's nothing high mark about us, Robert, but I am happy. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Oh, Merry Christmas to us all, my dear. God bless us.
God bless us.
Now, family, let us drink. I give you the founder of the feast, Mr. Scrooge.
The founder of the feast, indeed. Oh, I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast upon and hope he'd have a good appetite for it.
My dear, the children, Christmas Day.
Oh, it should be Christmas Day, I'm sure, on which one drinks to the health of such an odious, stingy, hard, unfeeling man as Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, my dear.
You know he is, Robert. Nobody knows it better than you, poor fellow.
My dear, it's Christmas Day.
I'll drink to his health for your sake and the day's, not for his. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He'll be very merry and happy, I have no doubt. To Mr. Scrooge.
To Mr. Scrooge.
On a cold winter's night in a stable forlorn, poor shepherd stood watch as a baby was born. They stood in the quiet and hoped through the night that out of the darkness may come a great light. Angels are singing Noel, that want may be ended and all may be well. Peace be on earth, Noel, Noel, and love in our hearts forever to dwell. And love in our hearts.
That is absolutely lovely. Thank you very much. Malcolm and Madeline Rule joining us singing. Andrew Coyle sounded fantastic on the guitar, by the way. And you guys were pretty great as well. Sadia Rafai and Ron E. Raines, the Cratchits, in the show. Did I get it right that time?
No, but that's okay.
Say it again. What do you say?
Sadia.
Okay.
You're the host of this show. You can say whatever you want.
I appreciate you're not correcting me. Something you should tell your co-star when you leave here today. I'm just kidding. Delightful to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you so much
for
so nice
coming in
here.
And thank you for being part of the show. It's an important part of Chicago tradition here in Chicago. And you guys do such a fantastic job, even in the short scene that you just did today. Very goosebumpy. Very nice. Really, really beautiful.
Thank you so much for having us.
And the show starring Mr. Larry Yando as Ebenezer Scrooge.
That's right.
What was that line that you said about Mr. Scrooge?
Odious, stingy,
oh, yeah.
Hard,
oh,
unfeeling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
My dear.
I'm remembering now. Guys, thank you very much.
Certainly glad to be here.
Sadia Rafai and Ron E. Raines.